And what we see on the internet these days is actually increasingly fresh. This year, there's lots more to watch online than old TV shows and cat videos. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on the explosion of professionally produced videos made just for the internet.
Mark Suster says he knows where the internet is going.
People in America watch on average 5.3 hours of television per day. We know what the future of the internet's going to be. You're not going to change media consumption patterns. It's going to be a great big video platform.
Suster has bet a lot of money on that. He's a venture capitalist who's invested millions of dollars in companies that create professional online video, like this.
Hello, internet. I just wanted to say hi and introduce the one and only Snoop Dogg to YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Snoop Dogg, along with Kasim G, is being produced by a YouTube network called Maker Studios. Suster is an investor in it, and this year his bet has started to pay off.
3.5 years ago, there were no employees. Maker Studios alone now employs more than 300 people. I think by next year, Maker Studios will find itself north of $100 million in revenue.
Suster says the overall total views every month for Maker Studio videos is 2 billion. The company is an umbrella for a lot of different producers. It cross-promotes them and gets ads for the videos on YouTube. This year saw the launch of some new multi-channel networks like MeToo. MeToo is a bilingual network that focuses on lifestyle topics like recipes, makeup, money management.
I think that this has really been a transformative year.
Doug Greif is the co-founder of MeToo. Until this year, he spent his year focused on traditional TV.
It's really fascinating for somebody like myself to now see everybody in our business here in Los Angeles and in Hollywood talking about, well, what are you doing on the web? It used to be not particularly cool.
Now it's very cool. Greif says since launching MeToo last April, its videos have been viewed upwards of 800 million times. And as much as traditional Hollywood may be talking about online, Greif says MeToo is making new stars out of people who started out making home videos.
It's really astounding that you have these little cottage industries that are popping up around the world. The majority of them are women, many of them are moms and wives, and they are running these quite successful businesses from their homes.
Among MeToo's stars is Chris Ordaz.
Hola, chicas. Bienvenidas a My Makeup Corner. ¿Cómo están?
Hello.
Ordaz is a mom working at home, and her down-home good looks and practical makeup advice has garnered her a big audience and a Honda sponsorship. Another big online player is Hulu. The company has a subscription service that recycles old TV shows. But this year, Hulu launched an original drama.
All right, number three. There's going to be a film crew following us from now on. It's for some internet thing or something. I don't know.
We started with Battleground in February. It's a political drama, but very funny.
Andy Forsall is a senior vice president at Hulu. He says the web is a place to experiment. In the case of Battleground, Fox turned it down because of its mix of politics and humor.
To networks, that just doesn't seem to fit. It doesn't fit into any of the models they have. And it was just a really interesting show and very well done.
Hulu backed 5 of its own shows in 2012, and it has more coming this year. Netflix, the other site known for streaming other people's shows, had its first original show this year. Investor Mark Suster says these web-based companies realize that this is the way forward.
Their future cannot be tied to just aggregating content produced by studios. They have to have some original programming.
One of the best barometers of internet videos may be YouTube's top 10 list. Last year, only 3 of the top videos were made by pros. This year, 7 of the top videos are professionals. There are probably a few dog and cat stars who are bummed out about this. But for the rest of us, the year to come may bring more variety to our online menus. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.